It was 1 year ago this week that Syracuse University canceled in-person classes as the state and nation were in the initial throes of the COVID pandemic. Since then, students, faculty, and all other university staff had to change and adapt. WAER's Chris Bolt got a chance to talk with Chancellor Kent Siverud as he looks back, starting with his assessment of how things stand right now.
I think we're doing quite well compared to peers under all the circumstances and particularly the public health constraints. You know, our goals were to have a safe year for people, to have as much in-person experiences and exposure as we could consistent with public health guidelines, to keep the faculty and staff employed and to come out of it strong as a university. And I think we're doing pretty well in that regard. I do think that everybody's tired of this.
When this started, you have no idea what the next year would bring. Did you ever think that the year that it would be a year? Now it's going to be more than a year when we first went into a decision you had to make to shut down learning for the time being and then come up with all the different machinations between then and now.
We had a lot of people telling us, including many of our peers, that what we're proposing to do couldn't be done, which is to reopen in August and do what we've essentially done ever since. So I think we did anticipate that it was going to be a marathon and that it's not going to end with a bang, but it's just going to gradually taper off with bumps along the way.
This fell on you. You're the leader of the university. How much change did the university have to go through to manage everything you want to do, keep doing the function of a university, which is teaching students and doing research? And as you said, kind of an undercurrent as well is keep all the university faculty and staff employed.
You know, I've never seen as dramatic a set of changes in as short a period of time as this university went through. At the same time, everybody associated with us had their own personal extraordinary challenges they were confronting. And I did not anticipate that we would be able to adapt as quickly and as thoroughly as we have. And I think that's just a testament to the people here.
I mean, looking back, were there either obstacles or hiccups along the way that, you know, you'd say, boy, you know, that was a really tough one to get through?
Yeah, the pandemic evolved and our knowledge about the pandemic evolved every week. So we had to make a bunch of judgment calls under uncertainty. And some of them were scary ones to make. The decision to test all our students before they came back to campus in August, which at that point contradicted CDC guidelines, was an expensive, tough decision to make and to impose. It was the right one, but it was scary.
I know at the end, in the fall, there was an incident right on campus. And then even in the spring semester, there were a couple of incidents off campus. Have you been overall pleased with what students have been able to do, especially now with the weekly testing? And, you know, a lot is being asked of them, as you said, to compromise one of the biggest parts of going to college, which is the social life.
Yeah, I am so proud of our students. I really believe they have stepped up in so many ways under great constraints, and that to expect perfection from our students under these circumstances is unreasonable, but to ask everybody to really work hard for the sake of the whole community is reasonable. And I think the students by and large have done that.
Is there something that has changed in the university's delivery of education or some other way that you think will linger or will alter how higher education is delivered or experienced? We have heard examples of people estimating or predicting that a certain number of colleges actually won't survive this and will close.
Well, Syracuse University clearly will survive and thrive out of this. I believe that, and partly because of what we learned from it. I have confronted many instructors who are spectacular teachers who are skeptical of online teaching and that it can be done well. And I think that has changed forever. I think both students and faculty now have all experienced online teaching. And the vast majority have come to realize that there are times and circumstances and some learners where online teaching can be as effective as, or sometimes more effective than, other platforms or modalities.
Back to students for a moment. Are there any things that you heard from students in terms of feedback or any examples you would cite to just say, wow, this is really how students were able to adapt and make the most out of it?
Well, there's so many examples, but let me just focus, if you'll let me, on the music school, our Settner School of Music, and the degree to which our music school has figured out a way to have rehearsals, everything from a marching band to a chorus, is breathtaking. Now they've had to use unbelievable spaces. They've had to do rehearsals in the dome and on the steps of Hendricks Chapel, but it's pretty extraordinary what they've been able to do, including with technology, to enable their mission to continue. I think that's true in many other areas too, that we never thought of as possible to do that. I've been impressed with the terrific effort in drama, terrific effort in athletics, terrific effort in the laboratories and in Newhouse. So, you know, Syracuse is its best is entrepreneurial and not a command and control place. It's kind of organic experimentation all over. And that's happened in COVID as well.
If you mind me asking a personal question, how are you handling it? Have you learned anything about yourself?
Well, I've been a detail-oriented leader my whole career, and I've learned that I'm not entirely in control. There are things bigger than you, and pretending you are able to control everything is a recipe for guilt and depression. So for me, I've learned I need 6 to 8 hours of sleep, no matter how stressful the circumstances, and I need to be graceful and forgiving of others and not expecting them to be perfect at all times.
Syracuse University continues to test students every week to try and preserve the on-campus experience and in-class learning. You can hear more of Chancellor Siverud's interview with WAER's Chris Bolt on our website, waer.org.